Jackie Cation fell hard for comedy while attending UW-Madison, but the elements were there while she was growing up in South Milwaukee, not Milwaukee.
I have been explaining to people that South Milwaukee is its own town in between Cudahy and Oak Creek with its own water treatment plant. We have a football team. Go Rockets.
The comedian now lives in L.A. and has been traveling the world for decades performing stand-up. I recently talked with Cation about her style of comedy and how her Wisconsin roots have influenced her material.
Oh my God, most of my act is about my family, and it doesn't scream Wisconsin unless people are like, "You sound so much like you're from Wisconsin." And I think I know what it means. It's sort of a wholesome farm grown, but in my case, factory town upbringing.
And my husband makes video games for a living. That's what he does for a living. I was like, "How did you get that job?" And he said, "It's perfectly obvious how I got that job. I fought my way through several levels. And then I killed the boss."
For myself, the kind of stand-up that I do has always been kind of storytelling-based, with punchlines kind of peppered through it, and then hopefully one at the end.
Jackie, you host two podcasts. One is the Jackie and Lori Show, and you co-host that with fellow comedian Lori Kilmartin.
Jackie Cation, Lori Kilmartin. Jackie,
and you two talk about the comedy industry. Why did you decide to start this podcast?
There's so many podcasts where it's just two middle-aged white guys talking about stand-up comedy, that Lori and I decided that let's do one with two middle-aged white ladies talking about stand-up comedy. It isn't exactly the civil rights movement. It's more of a lateral move. But, you know, we're doing what we can.
Well, first, right. when you go out on stage as a female comic, you're starting in a hole.
Well,
unless you're
supposedly
famous.
Yeah. Supposedly.
Maybe not Los Angeles that much, but in other parts of the country, you're standing in a ditch.
Right.
And you have to climb out.
Yeah. In most of the 90s, just literally dudes just looking at me and going, "Well, what's this going to be?"
Yeah.
"Who said she could talk?"
Your other podcast, The Dork Forest, has been around for 13 years, which is ancient in the podcast world.
Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us.
With this show, you talk about people's dorky obsessions. Why did you feel like this was needed in the world of podcasting?
Well, it's something I've always been fascinated by, what people, you know, what they like. But some of my favorite ones aren't traditional dorkdoms. They aren't video games or action figures or comic books, although there are some super fun ones of that too. Like, I did two episodes with Michelle McNamara, who was married to Patton Oswalt and recently passed away like 3 or 4 years ago. And she was a true crime nerd. Loved the true crime. Wow. I just did an episode with a really cool woman in Indianapolis where we talked about the band Ween.
Are there like classic Wisconsin dorky things that you look forward to returning to?
You know what? Literally every time I come home to visit my dad, my brother, it's a new taste test. So I go to all the custard stands. I like to go to Cops. I like to go to Leon's. I go to Culver's just because it's a nice chain. And then I go to North Point. And then I like to figure out which one I like the best. And sometimes I like Cops the best. Sometimes I like Leon's the best. And hilariously, everything in Milwaukee is a nickel. So it always makes me so happy, because I end up taking like my dad and my brother out to dinner, and I'm like, no, I got this. And like, we'll go out to lunch and soup, coffee, and dessert are all included, and it's like $9. I was like, what just happened?
Comedian Jackie Cation will be returning to her homeland and performing in Milwaukee on Valentine's Day. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.